The Northern Territory Government's new plan to deal with alcoholics has been described as not going far enough. The plan not only reduces the time people can be detained before being assessed for treatment, but also reduces the criminal consequences for people who abscond from rehabilitation centres. Among the most vocal critics of the government's plan is Alice Springs GP Dr. John Boffer, who's from the organisation People's Alcohol Action Coalition. He's speaking here with Sarah Everingham.
Dr. Boffer, the Northern Territory Government says it's taking action against a serious issue in the Northern Territory, the issue of alcohol abuse. Why are you concerned about its plan for mandatory alcohol rehabilitation?
Well, look, firstly, we all share the concern about domestic violence and alcohol abuse in the Northern Territory. But taking action has to be evidence-based action, and it has to be based on good collection of data to evaluate and assess its impact. I'm really concerned that they're taking action, but ideological action. Action in a way that's very unlikely to work, on the one hand, and ignoring the successes from the past and ignoring the possible chance to build on those successes into the future.
Last week, the Northern Territory Government announced changes to the draft legislation. Are you satisfied with the changes that have been made?
Look, the changes are significant, and we commend the government for making those changes and to listening to some extent. But at the end of the day, the end of this so-called treatment process is criminalisation. I think it's a tragedy. It's unacceptable to most, or to all the experts and to all the leading, you know, groups in the Northern Territory, whether they be lawyers, doctors, church leaders, whoever, that we're going to add to the prison population for people who have a medical problem.
The Chief Minister says people who have an alcohol addiction also have the right to go into mandatory rehabilitation, to have the chance to give up that addiction. Does he have a point there?
Oh, look, absolutely. No one disagrees with that. And no one disagrees with the point he made that if you can get these people to be alcohol-free for 3 months, there's a probable, for many people, a significant improvement in their cognitive ability and they're better placed to make an informed decision about their long-term treatment. So in that regard, on the basis of evidence, we're prepared to support a trial on a small scale, as is the AMA and other Aboriginal organisations in the Northern Territory, prepared to support a trial on a small scale of detaining people for the purpose of treatment. But there can be no criminalisation of that process, and there has to be all the checks and balances in place that are necessary. It has to be quality medical treatment, and we have to see if it works. And we also know it's only going to work if there's long-term follow-up and long-term support.
That's Dr. John Boffer from the People's Alcohol Action Coalition speaking to Sarah Everingham.